This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Yes, it is. Like a bad rash, it never really go away. I'm always coming back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. Look, before I get into this and I forget about it, seriously, and I mean this in all sincerity, I've had a few people over the years call me and they'll say to me, you know, I heard what you're saying. It's tough to do. I can't do, this with my kids, my grandkids, my nieces, nephews, whatever. Okay. But Sonya Smith, if you would listen to her words and listen to what she's saying. She took the heart and it probably wasn't me who, poked her all the way through, but maybe reminded her. All right. But she's doing with her grandson what I've been telling you guys to do. She is teaching him about America. She is, and look at, she's an African American. Well, not an African. She's a black woman. Okay? I mean, and here she's teaching her little black grandson. This country is not what they tell you it is, son. This country, and who do these kids trust more than anybody, really, in a lot of ways, right? Grandma, grandpa. Here she is telling him, don't believe these people that you're supposed to believe. And let me share with you the real story of the country. Let me share with you truly the impact. And that's the other thing. Why aren't we teaching these kids, yes, these black kids too, why aren't we teaching them what the effect that the black community had on this country? Why aren't we teaching them this country wouldn't be a country without the black community? Because it's true. Some of you guys don't even know that. But it is true. I mean, I'll do a night on this. But if it wasn't for the two black spies that we had during the Revolutionary War, we may not be here today. We may be bowing to the Queen. But you won't hear that in school. Right? All you'll hear about, and I got this from a learned person. Do you know what I got? She told me, this African-American woman told me, that's what she prefers to be called, that the only reason that the blacks were involved in the Revolutionary War and or the Civil War is because it's the only way they could get a job. It's the only way they could make money. That was it. Unreal. Isn't it? I mean, it could never be for the purest of the reason. It could never be that they really believed in what they were doing. You know, and they had a job. Let me tell you what, they weren't getting paid any more than the white guys were. Nobody was getting paid for the longest time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So this is what I'm telling you, is that when you're with your loved ones, when you're with... The nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters, and so on. Even your sons and daughters. Don't be afraid to speak the truth. That kid, her grandson, is going to be so much better off because he knows the truth. Now, he may go through some crap. He may take some heat. But, you know, he sounds like a strong young man. And that's what we do. We need to shore up our kids. We need to shore up our grandsons and granddaughters. We need to make them stronger than they are. And it's hard to hear about. I'm worried about how he's going to feel. Well, he's going to feel bad no matter what anyhow. If you don't share the truth with him, let's just be honest and frank, if you don't share the truth with him, then he's going to buy into the fact that he's lesser of a human being or white people all hate him. Is that really what you want? If you're a black person, you call the show 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Is that really what you want to be taught to your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter? Or do you want them to know about the rich history that you have? Do you want them to know about what you came through, what you came up through, all the situations that you were in, and look at where you are today? This is the stuff you can't. Black History Month should not just be about slavery. We should, you know, just like the Holocaust or anything along those lines, we should never forget what those people went through. But where are they today? The Jews and the black, a strong people, a strong culture. I don't know if I can say the same for us. What were they called? White Anglo-Saxons? I don't know if I can say the same. We have lost the stomach to fight. We have forgotten about how we got where we're at today. We have forgotten about what our founding fathers, they handed us freedom and liberty and republic. Our republic. They handed it to us. And I think that's the problem. Yeah, you heard me. I think that's the problem. Maybe we need to go through a couple of decades of communism and socialism, so you guys can really know what that's all about. So you young folks, you little young socialist rodents that are running around thinking that that's the only way, that's the right way. Maybe when you have that little cell phone in your hand, right, the government goes, oh, no, I'm sorry, you've used too many minutes, we're shutting you down. Oh, no, you can't work at Starbucks. No, we don't think you're smart enough for that. You're going to clean toilets at the park. I think that's bad. You know what I'm saying? They don't get it. They really don't. You're going to be an elevator operator. Just press buttons for people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Sure, to see your host. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Makes life so much easier. The, the New York City is now really reeling. Now, I'm going to think about something. They only got a few thousand immigrants. Right? Here's what I think. I know I live here. I'm going to get slaughtered for this, but I think Texas and Florida, right, should help us out here in California. Well, Governor Newsom keeps saying, come on in. We welcome immigrants of all kinds and all walks of life. Send them here. By the tens of thousands, send them here. Dump them in L.A., dumping them in San Francisco. Well, first, I had to start Sacramento. Then we can't even move around the streets anymore. Just start working south from there. But New York City says, hey, we welcome migrants. And then they started coming in. And because they were promising shelter and food and all kinds of services to anybody who came in, any of those immigrants, remember? But when the reality was, when they actually started coming in by the busloads, now you got them whining and going, well, you know, we can't take them in like this. This is just an influx, a little bit too much. Right? Without thinking that on the southern borders, Arizona and Texas, they're pouring in by the second. And so now the buses of migrants from the southern border sent by the Texas governor, they continue to arrive in New York City, right? And testing a promise made on live television by Mayor Erica Adams that all are welcome. We open our arms to immigrants of all kinds. Come on down, or come on up in this case. But the migrants are coming in by the busloads. They're quickly learning that Adams' supportive words, well, there's a real harsh reality. The city can't handle it. Oh, come on. You mean he lied? He didn't do his homework? He didn't figure it out? He called their bluff? I mean, that's really what these other governors are doing. They're calling their bluff. Right? The New York has long been a so-called sanctuary city. They said they won't turn away any immigrants. Now, here's the other thing, too. What the two governors have done, which is really kind of cool, is they basically say, who wants to go to New York City? Hold up your hand. Right? So nobody's on those buses that don't want to go. So they can't be accused of forcing them against their will. There's no law being broken here. Now, they're really having a real problem once they get there now. The recent arrivals are confronting a lack of shelter, affordable housing options. Right? They got an intake process for these people that takes days. All the different languages that are coming up, the different variations of the languages they're having trouble with, the city's totally not ready for this. This is according to Corey Hayes, the director for city relief. This is a city group. Right? These people are experiencing now homelessness like never before. They can't find housing. They can't find food. We're a right to shelter city. That means we don't turn anybody away who needs help. I just love it. And he's got the gall, the New York City mayor's got the gall to get on the case of the governor of Texas. How dare you send them up here? Well, you said you want them. They want to be there. You said you wouldn't turn them away. I mean, you hear all these speeches of compassion, and we should welcome them with open arms, and we should, you know, there's the American way is to bring them in and help them out. Well, it's the American way, but like everything else the Democrats do, except when it affects them. Then it's no longer the American way. Now it's bad. Right? I think you should start dumping them in Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Sacramento. Oh, my God. You guys should have these buses because it's just 24 hours round the clock. Right? And even before the buses, even before this stuff was going on, New York's homeless shelters were already struggling and breaking at the seams. Just amazing. And they've got thousands every month coming in looking for asylum, looking for help. Hey, but they said, come on in. Right? 4,000 in July alone. They think this is a lot for a city with millions of people. Right? Are they for real? The City Department of Homeless Services, they topped $3 billion last year in homelessness. That was three times the budget for a year ago. Again, I love it. And I don't love it because these people need help. No, seriously. I love it because these people, they're seeing truly what this kind of influx does to people. The help that's actually required. I mean, these states cannot They don't care. Didn't care. Don't care. Whatever care. They don't care how this was affecting Texas or any city in Texas. Right? They didn't care what's going on in Arizona. They don't care about any of that. That's the problem, too. They're disingenuous. I can call them liars, but I won't. They're disingenuous. And the Arizona governor, now he, this is a good, if he does it right, it's good. He begins sealing gaps in the border wall with shipping containers with razor wire at the top. I'm good with that. That's perfect. Governor Doug Ducey on Thursday issued an executive order to fill gaps in the border in Yuma with shipping containers topped with razor wire. He said the state can't wait any longer. Ducey signed an order that directs Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs to fill gaps in the border wall where there has been a significant increase in migrant encounters in particular. Now, the construction, which began hours later, is going to have 60 double-stacked shipping containers welded shut, topped with 4 feet of razor wire. Oh, this is, I like this. He said that'll put it a little over 22 feet. And it's going to be really tough to climb that. He said, look, we've had enough. We can't wait any longer. We're not getting help from the feds. And we can't handle it. Right? And on top of that, now you see, if what was happening in D.C. and New York wasn't happening, they would be called inhumane and nasty and all this other stuff. Because I'd love to hear that argument, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you love to hear the argument of those people? Do what I have to, on the other side of the break. I can't do this now. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The
FBI search warrant of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate has finally been made public, revealing that the ex-president is under investigation for espionage and unlawfully keeping, quote, top secret documents. It was also confirmed that the warrant and property receipt were indeed given to Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, at the time, despite Eric Trump's claim to the contrary. Earlier this week, the former president's son told the media that the FBI agents, quote, would not give a copy of the search warrant to the attorney. The virus that causes polio has been detected in New York City's wastewater weeks after a case of polio was identified in Rockland County, health officials announced. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
What do you think we are? We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way to make things happen, people. I keep saying that. I keep telling you. If you really want to make a difference, if you really want to make a change, this is how you do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm always amazed at these people. I'm always amazed at how they can take that. I don't even know how to put this. I really don't. They can take the nastiest of things, right? And they get away with it. They try to spin it in such a fashion that they look so good. And then if we do it, we're caught doing it. There's a hint that we're doing it. All of a sudden, it's a whole different animal. Let me go right back to what I was talking about earlier with the immigrants being dropped off. Right? When the Texans or the Texas governor says that they can't handle them, they send them up to New York and other places. They're bad and terrible people. Well, they wouldn't take them. They're bad, terrible. Now they get to New York, and all of a sudden, oh my God, we can't handle all this. We don't want all this. It's hilarious. It's just totally amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me finish up this other one in Arizona. Oh, no, I'm good. Oh, and I agree with you in the chat room. Yeah, they need hundreds of thousands of them. That's why I said to you, they need like a convoy of buses. Do you know what I'm saying? Keep their mouth shut. Do it under the cover of darkness. Get them in there. Drop them all off on the lawn of the White House. not just the White House, but you want to do, like I said, D.C., New York. God, bring them to Sacramento. Right? Drop them off. You know, Governor Newsom here, he owns a big winery. Lots and lots and lots of acreage. Let the buses show up there. I mean, I realize it's private property, but man, he's got a heart for the immigrants. He understands their plight. All these bleeding heart liberals that, you know, I've been hearing this term since the 70s. I never really understood it until recently. But here you go. How we have to reach out. We have to be compassionate. We have to understand. We have to help, right? They're forcing people in L.A. to take in homeless if their properties are big enough. I wonder if their home is big enough. Why can't they take in some homeless? Ducey went on to blame the Biden administration's lack of urgency for the border security. That's why they're having so much trouble. He said in the last 2 years alone, Arizona has made every attempt to work with Washington to address the crisis. They're not interested. Right? Ducey said that his office said that there should be completed over the weekend. He said there's been over 200,000 migrant encounters along the southern border in each of the last 4 months. That is a 250% increase, right, compared to last year. These people don't care about you. Get it through your head. They don't care about you. He also said that the nonprofits in Yuba County have been overwhelmed with capacity ranging from 115 to 160%. Can't tell you how many groups and people in Yuma are so happy that this took place, that this is happening. Now, I don't know how high the razor wire is going to be. He said it was going to be 4 feet at the top. They're going to be 60 double-stacked shipping containers. They're going to be welded shut. You're going to be topped with 4 feet of razor wire, which that might not even be high enough. I'm not joking. I'm serious. For a total height of 22 feet. They'll figure out how to get over them once they get to the top. Yuma has experienced the worst. They've had the worst part of this border crisis. Right? They've been begging. They've been asking the Department of Homeland Security to close the gaps. They're not interested. Right? This move came after Senator Mark Kelly, a Democrat out of Arizona, had pushed for the Biden administration to... Did you hear me? A Democrat out of Arizona, a senator, begging the Biden administration to close these gaps. Somebody who's technically on their side. Now, I don't know if he's just doing this because it's election season. He says, these steps need to be taken to ensure that Arizona has the tools needed to secure its border. The Trump administration began construction of the border wall to combat. Guys, I'm not an expert on wall building, right? I don't understand these holes in these areas that popped up. I don't know, were they waiting for a gate? And I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. Trump administration began construction of a border wall. It would be funny, and not for us, but wouldn't it be that the cartel showed up with these container cranes and just lifted them out of the way? Trump administration began construction of the border wall to combat illegal immigration. They built almost 500 miles. As soon as Biden became president, they stopped. They left these major gaps. You know, I don't know. I would have figured out a way to kick this into high gear. Right? Since canceling the contracts, the administration has been racked by massive migrant numbers. And I love this too, all the Dems so upset. Not upset about the damage being done in the cities. Not upset about the damage being done in the homes that the immigrants coming over the border are ransacking, and they are ransacking them. Stealing food and so on. Not upset about any of that. You know what they're upset about? You ready for this? The environmental damage being caused in the desert there by the bottles and the trash that they're leaving behind. I mean, maybe that was the way to do it. Maybe the way to do it was say, look, we got to shut this down because they're killing the forest. They're killing the animals. We have We have little Bambis all over the place that are dead because they got these empty water bottles stuck in their throats. Maybe that's the road we should have gone down. This is how nuts these people are. I mean, just how totally out of touch with reality. And they don't care. Come on, people, for real. Can we do this the right way? They just don't care. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way you stay away from being the problem. Not just part of the problem. You stay away from being the problem. Right? When we come back from the break, there's so many stories I need to get to. I'm not going to get to them all. Philadelphia School District, they mandated masks for first 10 days of school. And pre-K, now, here's the thing that shows you how insane they are. The pre-K must mask up all year long, even though the numbers of kids, that the number is almost non-existent of kids that transfer the disease, transfer the virus. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't know where these people are coming from. Also, I mean, there's so many of these stories out there. J.D. Vance on his change of heart for Trump. He said the politicians shouldn't try to hide from their past stances. You know, I mean, seriously. Vance, who was trailing in the polls, he received a major boost from the endorsement of former President Trump. Shocked people around him. He was previously an outspoken critic. Right? Of the Republican standard bearer of Trump or of anybody who supported Trump. Right? He says, when you have a change of heart, you have a change of mind. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. You know, there's nothing wrong with seeing the truth, seeing the light, coming around to the way you should be. Oh, I got so many stories. We got a lot to cover. Hillary Clinton, she ripped Bernie Sanders as being a sexist. Hello. What did your husband do? Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BROKE-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, seriously. You know, be part of the solution. It's that simple. You get informed, you get engaged, you become part of the solution. And I just love it. Anyway, so again, so much going on. So much I want to get to. So many I want to get to, frankly. I want to do this one. I get excited. There's so many stories. This is a fun one. Let's do this one. Ed Markey, he's been around forever. I mean, when I was lived in Massachusetts 100 years ago, he was involved in politics. But you got to love it, because you got to love about this stuff. And like I always say, these people are so self-unaware. They don't hear themselves. So listen to this learned man, listen to this brain surgeon talk about gasoline, maybe, if it comes off the first time. Take a listen.
We are going to
ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country. We are going...
The average 75 cents to move you all throughout the country. Huh? Did anybody understand anything he just said? And I mean anything. One more time, because I want to be fair here. Let's give him one more shot at this. Take a listen.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
I'm thoroughly confused. I'm so confused that my confused is confused. So, you won't have to pay $4 to $5 a gallon, right? You'll just pay 75 cents to move your car around the country. I don't get it. To move anywhere in the country? If you charge that car in California, at the price of electricity here in California, I guarantee you, mileage-wise, you're better off with gasoline. Hell yeah, no question. I'll tell you something about, I can't read it because they sent it. It's too small. But only 3/10 of Massachusetts energy is generated by renewable sources. Only 3/10. They use more fossil fuel-generated electricity than they used in 2020. So their cars would mostly be powered by, natural gas. See, they always leave that part out on the other side of the cord that they plug in, don't they? How does the electricity get through that cord? Remember those folks that, all had Obama phones? I got an Obama phone. Well, who pays for it? Well, he does. Oh, he does he? It comes out of his pocket? It comes out of taxpayer money. But this is fantastic, this one here. And this is how they always talk. They always talk like this. And you have to sit here and scratch your head and go, my God, is anybody paying attention? Is anybody all listening to this? Now, don't get me wrong. I believe they are. I believe that people are listening to it. But my God. When does it stop? I mean, sincerely, when does this stuff stop? 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I mean, I'm sorry. Even our vice president could have done better than this. Don't you think? I'm sorry. 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. That's what happens when you don't pay attention. So, J.D. Vance, I mean, and you guys decide yourself. I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. But J.D. Vance on his change of heart for Trump, he said that, he was trailing in the polls. Does that mean that's why he made the change? I don't know. But Vance was trailing in the polls. He received a major boost from the endorsement of former President Trump. He spoke with a local news source in Dallas last week. He openly acknowledged that he had a change of heart regarding his views on Trump, but dismissed the notion that he had to thread the needle in order to win the Republican primary. Now, he went on to say, when you have a change of heart, when you have a change of mind, you should just be honest about it. He's right. Look, I don't know the guy. Don't know if he's real, sincere here, or whatever. When the facts change, you should change your mind in this country. Trump was a great president. I think it's great for people of Ohio. I think that it's actually refreshing for a person who's running for political office to not try to hide or pretend that they didn't say something in the past. You know what? I didn't like him in 2016. There were a lot of people that didn't like him in 2016. A lot in the black community. But once they saw what he did, what he was willing to do, and what he actually, not what he was willing to do, what he actually accomplished, what he actually did, all of a sudden, they took on a different meaning. They started liking him, and the Dems couldn't figure it out. They couldn't handle it. Vance also took a swipe at corporate media. He says, look, they're all in the tank for the Democrat Party. We know that. You know, if we get a few hardcore conservative billionaires to buy some of these news sources, I'm not joking, I'm serious, you could make a change. You could take it back. So Vance did take a swipe at the corporate media. He said, especially for failing, in his view, to challenge Democrat opponent Tim Ryan. He's been campaigning as a moderate despite his voting record. He has voted 100% of the time with Joe Biden. But he's a moderate? He said, look, it's not just that he's a solid Nancy Pelosi-style Democrat. It's not just he always bends the knee to the National Democrat Party. This is a guy who, in the midst of an inflation crisis, is trying to give tax credits for the rich. Right? For people to buy electric vehicles. How does this make any sense for people in Ohio? It doesn't. You got Ohio auto workers. I mean, there's all kinds of issues there with straight electric power. But again, you go back to, where does electric power come from? You know what I mean? Seriously. He went on to say, but at the end of the day, it's not just bad ideas. Tim Ryan is lazy. He said he's been in Congress for 20 years. He's got three bills passed. Three. This sounds like Maxine Waters. I think she was there when they laid the first brick, but she also has only had three or four bills passed. She doesn't do anything but make noise. That's all she does. And one of them was a post office renaming like hers. These guys are great. I mean, would love to know what kind of substance they've done, right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. The other thing is, you guys have been paying attention to this ESG movement that's happening everywhere, really. So he sounded the alarm on this corporate ESG movement. Now, it is not what our founding fathers had in mind in any way, shape, manner, or form. By the way, ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. Okay, and it has no place being there. Right, we should not govern on social justice. We should not govern on what they perceive to be a green agenda. Because it's easy to poke holes. Easy to poke holes in their, what is it, climate, cooling, warming, global changing something. This is why, as the years go on, I really start believing more and more that some of these Democrats are totally disingenuous and even go to the point saying they're just out and out liars. And I only say that, really, truly, because if you look at the predictions that are made over climate change, global cooling, global warming, whatever you want to call it, since the late 60s, nothing. Not one prediction has come true. And as I love to say, in the Old Testament, we would have stoned these guys. And I don't mean with a joint. Right? These guys would be gone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll take your questions in the next hour. But on top of all of that, can you believe that Hillary called Bernie Sanders a sexist? Come and see your host. I would look to her and said, yep, everything I learned from your husband. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.